I'd like to share with you real quickly this morning a little bit about closing a sale. I haven't taught this in a long time, and if you don't know my background before I got involved in network marketing, is I sold cookware, china, and crystal door to door. That's why when I first saw network marketing, I didn't really know if it was for me because I had a classy career going on already. You know, knocking off people's doors. I love when it gave me a great part of perspective because when people would say, is this door to door? I'm like, no, I did door to door. When you knock on a door and you know who's gonna answer it, that's not door to door, that's visiting. A significant difference. I knocked on doors, I got chased by dogs, the whole deal. I mean, I had people, look and then close the thing and make believe they weren't home. You name it, it pretty much happened. So this was, gosh, for such a youthful looking guy, it doesn't seem like it could have been 30 years ago, but it was about 30 years ago. I started selling cookware when I was 6. And, yeah. I'm sorry. So I went out and, I had no sales training, no background, anything. And 30 years ago, the prime set of cookware that we were trying to sell people cost $2,000. Now, how many of you have cookware at home now? See, that was the other thing. It's difficult to sell someone something they've already got. Now, if it's a tie and you like clothes or a dress, to buy another tie or another dress is normal. To buy another set of cookware is not normal. Okay, most people use it until it completely falls apart and then maybe once in a lifetime they'll replace it. So my job was to go in and convince you that your cookware was definitely going to kill you. If you keep using it, you'll die shortly. That was our sales pitch. And if you want to come up later and tell me what kind of cookware you use, I just beware, because I'll have you waking up in the middle of the night going, no, I'm killing my children. We were good at that. And then we would come in and people would literally look at us, well, if we can't use this, we can't use that, what can we use? It would be, I'm so glad you asked that question. You can use the amazing chef's ware. And then we'd do an hour and a half presentation on the amazing chef's ware. And then we would close the sale for $2,000. These were people we just met knocking on the door. My point is, I had to get pretty good at closing a sale. So I'm just going to give you, again, we don't give you a whole lot on selling because a lot of you are more focused on building a team, so you want to have the sorting, not selling mindset. But when you're selling the product and or if you ever feel like you need to sell someone on something, let me get rid of the word sell and use the word persuade. How many of you want to be able to persuade people? You used to do a seminar called The Art of Persuasion, because if persuasion is done properly, it's definitely an art form. So I'm just going to give you some real simple basic deals here. So number one, you have got to ask some kind of a closing question, something. I think it was Zig Ziglar, went to see him years ago, one of my heroes, and he was saying that his company had done a survey of thousands and thousands of professional salespeople, people selling cars, people selling real estate, people that worked on straight commission, people that did not eat if they did not sell something. And in this survey, they found that more than 50% of the people were professional salespeople, would do a really good presentation, but they never asked for the order. It's just human nature at the end to go, what do you think? So you have, that's by the way, the worst thing you could possibly say after a presentation. I used to slap my people if I heard them say that. Okay, you don't say what do you think because they might tell you. We don't care what they think, okay? Not that we don't care what they think. I know the elders are going, oh, that's so harsh. I'm sorry for those of you who don't know what yellow is and blue and all. It's different than, like, yellow in the real world means a coward. Blue means someone who's sad and depressed. Over here, blues are anything but sad and depressed. But anyway, blues are the group that always cheer for themselves. So anyway, so you gotta ask for the order. You gotta say something, okay? So you can do alternative choice clothes. And this works, by the way, it's persuasion. So it works for everybody. For example, new parents, listen up. If you have a child, 4 or under, listen to this. So Mary, do you want to go to bed now or in 5 minutes? And Mary's like, 5 minutes. And then she's like, yes, I got over on mom and dad again. This happens every night. Because kids don't want to go to bed. So you say, it's time to go to bed. They're like, I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. You want to go now or in 5 minutes? I want to go in 5 minutes. And then you're okay, 5 minutes up, let's go. They're like, okay. I learned that a long time ago at work, but that was an alternate of choice clothes. You don't say, sweetheart, do you want to go out tonight? Because they may say no. You say, sweetheart, do you want to go to the movies or to dinner? And if it's the guy, he'll probably pick the cheaper option, the movies. So whatever, but you give an alternate choice. Now, you don't need to do an alternate choice. There's a million different closing questions. I'm not going to get into all that. Even if you just said, so, do you want to buy my product? A lot of times what we do here is we just say, so, are you ready to get started? Are you ready to get started? Something real simple, real basic. Okay, now, here's the fun part. Once you ask a closing question, you need to do these three things, and you need to do them simultaneously, which means at the same time. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to maintain your eye contact with your prospect. Notice I didn't say make eye contact. That would imply you had not been making eye contact. Okay, now this is one of those deals where if you are, you don't know what you don't know. I forget what the term is for, but if you're not aware of it, I remember years ago, I was looking at buying a Mercury Cougar, and I had never even known what a Mercury Cougar was, and I test drove it, and I wasn't sure, so I went home, and for the next 2 weeks, all of a sudden, I saw Mercury Cougars everywhere, because now I was aware of them. Does that make sense? So if you're not aware of this, you're not aware of this, okay? But I promise you, most of you, this right here, this little thing I'm sharing with you right now, if you get this right, this could triple your business. People are not buying the product, they're buying you. People buy if they like you and trust you. The eyes are the window of to the soul, okay? If you are looking someone in the eyes the entire time, it does two amazing things. It gives them the impression you're honest. It just does. And the second thing it does is it gives you the power, if you will, and you should have a lot of confidence. This is what's fun about this. Most human beings will never learn what I'm doing right now. You do realize that 95% of people, when they're done with high school or college, whatever the formal education is, that's it, they're done, they never learn anything else. And obviously we don't teach this kind of stuff in high school and college. So when you know something no one else knows, it's cool. For example, if you know karate and the person who jumps you doesn't, advantage you. Okay, now if the other person also knows karate, that kind of sucks, but most people don't know it. So if you know what I'm gonna share with you right now, it's incredibly cool because most people don't know it. Most people are insecure. Without getting into gory detail, by the time you're 5 years old, you've heard, no, stop, put that down, over 5,000 times in that tonality. Did I just freak anyone out? Did anyone drop a drink? Okay. But that's what happens to you, especially when you're a little kid. You get startled and freaked out, like, oh my gosh. So, and then it just goes on and on. I remember when we first had our daughters and they were young, and I was thinking, man, all the name calling and all that stuff probably starts in like middle school or high school. And it was like, no, it starts in like first grade. You know what I mean? It's like making fun of each other. It's like remarkable. So you got all that peer stuff going on. Then you get to the point, well, I don't have good grades, and then you get your hormones going, you want to date people and have sex with them, and they don't want to have sex with you or go out with you, and it's just, oh, sorry, it's true, right? Come on. Has anyone here not had sex? That could be a reason why your business isn't working, I'm just saying. Listen, I never tell you anything's mandatory, but I strongly recommend you give this a shot. Even if you don't do it right, you're gonna have a good time. I'm just saying. Another example for what you lack in talent, you can make up with in repetition and enthusiasm. All right. There's at least 200 people that didn't listen to one word I said up until that point. Now they're engaged. Oh my goodness. Okay, so making eye contact gives you the upper hand as far as confidence goes. Because again, I know you haven't been noticing this, but notice from now on that you looking, it's gonna be really difficult for you to look right at people, right in their eyes, and talk to them and look right at them the whole time. See, you're gonna start realizing you talk and you look away, you talk and you look away, you talk and you look away. It's an insecurity thing. Rarely, I could probably think of 5 people I've met in my life that when they talk to me, they look right at me and they never ever break eye contact. And you know what? I now know it, but back then, if I think of those people, the people who intimidated me the most, and one of them was the sweetest old little 65-year-old woman. She was about 4 feet tall. She weighed like 85 pounds soaking wet with rocks in her pockets. I mean, she was a tiny little lady, but she, when she talked to me, she looked right at me and she scared the hell out of me. So I'm just telling you that if you are feeling lack of confidence, how many of you sometimes feel, oh, this guy already makes more money than I do in the real world. He's probably not gonna do this. You know, we have all that garbage going through our head. When you look at someone and they're looking away, guess what? You've got the upper hand. I'm just telling you, it's that simple. So you should be making eye contact all the time throughout the whole presentation. Now here's the fun thing. At the end, you have to maintain it. I remember going to drag racing school years ago. That was fun. Drag racing is like the really long cars with the big fat tires in the back. So we went to an actual, where they popped the parachute on the back of the car to stop it. So my mentor goes, hey, what are you doing next weekend? I'm like, nothing. He goes, you want to come and do something fun with me? I'm like, absolutely. He goes, cool, you're going to have to go get a physical. And I'm like, I have to go get a physical? Like, yeah, right. He goes, seriously, I have to go get a physical. We're going to go to drag racing school. Now, I like to go fast in cars. I do. But drag racing school, I'm like the long drag car. Isn't that kind of dangerous? He's going, yeah, only if you do it wrong. It's going to be awesome. So I had to go get a physical. And then we get there, and the guy who was running the school is a guy named Frank Hawley, and he had won a bunch of championships and stuff. And, you know, he started off by saying, I've been doing this for 12 years. We've never had one crash ever, but this car is the most responsive thing. I mean, if you were to turn the wheel like that, you would definitely crash. You can't turn it that much. I mean, it's really sensitive. And he goes through all these things. So he teaches you, then you go out and just burn your tires. Then you come back in the classroom. And if you did that right, you could go to the next step. If not, you got to go back and repeat it. It's really a good program. But the bottom line is, after you burn your tires, you get them sticky and you back up into place, then you're getting ready to take off. Now, when you take off, you go from 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds. It's the exact, and I love people go, well, I've gone 130. Yeah, but you ain't gone from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. That's the same G-force as if you were in a rocket ship taking off. It's crazy. So they explain all this to you. So now I'm going, okay, I've never experienced this. This stuff's going through your head. So the way you do it is you floor the accelerator. I mean, floor it. And this car is loud. So it's like, roar, going on in your head. You know you're about to get shot out of a cannon. You got your foot all the way down. Your finger is on a button this whole time. And the way you take off is you just let go of the button. And you go, right? Everyone who pretty much takes this class, this is how it goes. Roar! And when you take your foot off the accelerator, you don't go anywhere. But somehow, when you take the finger off the button, your foot comes up. It's freaky, man. That's the only analogy I could give you for this. Like, at the moment of truth, it's like, all right, here we go. So if you're making eye contact, and at the moment of truth, that really matters. So you could be making eye contact and giving the feeling you're in charge and being the nicest guy and they like you, but then it's like, so, you ready to get started? That's when it's gonna be nerve wracking. That's when, like, oh my, dun, dun, dun. You're asking for what, $200 if they're buying a product? If they go all in, you're asking for $360. You're not asking for $7 million, calm down. For heaven's sakes. Dun, dun, dun. It's like, so you ready to get started? It's easy. So you maintain your eye contact, number one. Number two, some of you are going to be challenged with this. At these trainings, I can't see your faces the way because it's dark and the lights are in our face. But back in the day, I've done a million seminars where you could see the audience. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't look so happy. They look sort of constipated. And it makes me think you might not have, you might not have cracked a real smile since Nixon was in office. So it's like, number two, smile. I know that's simple. Smile. Just smile. Some are going, I don't have nice teeth. That's cool. Actually, if you're missing a couple teeth, it's even better. How could you not like someone who gives you a big old smile who's missing a couple of choppers? I mean, that'd be awesome. I remember I had a dry cleaner down, I was working down in Houston back in the day. I used to get an apartment and stay there for 3 months' time. And I always stayed at the same place down on Sage Street, I think. Anyway, the dry cleaner I went to, I promise you, this lady had three teeth in her mouth, tops. But she always smiled, which I thought was so cool. She wasn't uncomfortable, and she was just like, hey, life's good. So smile. Be happy. We're the fun company. Fun, freedom, and fulfillment. We're making a living, living. So, you ready to get started? Your life is like Disney World every day, right? I go on trips. I have a blast. So, ready to get started? Smile. Big smile, okay? So, you maintain your eye contact. You smile. And then the third thing, the most difficult thing of all, is you shut up. Yes, I said it, Yellow. Shut up. Don't talk. It just kills me how many people think in order to be a great person, a great salesperson, a great leader, you have to learn how to talk. A guy I met a number of years ago, some of you might know him, he goes to conferences I go to. His name is Jim Quick, really great online marketer. And I followed Jim on, you know, Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. And he was just at a conference where he was presenting with Hillary Clinton. How many have heard of her? Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. And she said the key to great leadership is two things, listening and listening. Those are the two most important things if you want to be a great leader, just as a side note. By the way, Journey, we teach you how to listen for real, for real. But the point is, it's not talking, it's listening. So the key is you don't need to have a silver tongue, okay? What you need to do is stop focusing on how much you're talking. Most people talk their way out of the sale. At the end of the presentation, it's like you have diarrhea of the mouth. Just stop. Here's what's gonna happen. So let's walk through the reality. When you ask a closing question and you don't talk, there's gonna be silence. Now, it might be 1 second, it might be 3 seconds. 3 seconds of silence will seem like 30 seconds. It's gonna get magnified. Have you ever been, come on, you ever pick up someone at the airport and you're driving with them and you don't know them that well, they're an acquaintance or something, and you go, so, where? How was your flight? And they say, good. Was it on time? Yep. Are you excited to be in our city? Yep. Don't you love those people? So when that happens, don't you want to fill up the silence with something? And if in a car, thank God, you can hit the radio. That's cool. But in real life, you can't hit the radio. Silence makes a lot of people feel awkward. And it provides that itty-bitty amount of pressure we need to get them over the hump. See, a lot of you guys, again, you don't want to push people. You don't want to be perceived as pushy. You don't ever have to be perceived as pushy. Watch what I do right here. So, you ready to get started? Was that pushy? Let's try again. So, you ready to get started? Let's all try it. I think you can do it. On the count of three. On the count of three, and if you ain't smiling, if the person next to you didn't smile, I'll point them out. Elbow them. Okay, one, two, three. So, you ready to get started? Some of you have a very odd perception of what a smile actually is. Turn to the person next to you so we can get the smile part right. Remember, eye contact. Gentlemen, not breast contact, eye contact. Okay, on the count of three, one, two, three, so. Are you ready to get started? That was easy, wasn't it? All right, I didn't see. Listen, this is exactly what happens. You keep talking. Shut up. Did you hear that? So, you ready to get started? No wonder your check's not bigger. Shut up. It's discipline. So, are you ready to get started? Now, here's what happens. After a couple of seconds, you're feeling the pressure. Even though you're applying the pressure, you're going, come on, say something. In your head, you're going, come on, you can do it. Say something. Say something. Please say something. Please. And so are you ready to get started? Because if you're not already ready, shut up. Just shut up. And the longer it goes on, well, here's the rule. The first person who talks loses. That's this confrontation. Whoever talks first, I'll tell you real quick, and then I got to do something else real fast that we're going to be excited about. I was with my mentor, the guy I looked up to who was like, oh my gosh, the most remarkable guy I'd ever met. And I had never spent any time with him at all one-on-one. He called me up about 5 days before Christmas. He goes, hey, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? I'm like, no, I'm the nut who likes to run around Christmas Eve and the day before Christmas Eve and do all my shopping then. It's just, I don't know why. It's just a weird deal. So he was the same way. He's going, perfect, let's go Christmas shopping. I'm visiting my mom and dad. I don't have a car. You can drive me around. I'm like, awesome, oh my God. So, you know, I'm driving him around. We spent like 6, 7 hours, 10 hours together. It was really cool. Some other time I'll tell you the end of that story, which was the absolute turning point in the history of my life, but not for now. For now, I'm going to tell you the part where when we went to a jewelry store in Philadelphia, and I had just bought a diamond ring. This is when I was just starting to make some cash. I was making like $6,000-$7,000 a month regularly, and I went and bought like a $5,000 really nice ring because he had really nice jewelry, and I was, of course, trying to duplicate. So I was like, I had gone in there thinking I'm Joe Negotiator, and I worked with this guy, and it was in the Diamond District in Philadelphia. I'll never forget, the guy. It was Sable Diamonds in Philadelphia, if you know that, I'm sure it's still there. And Steve Jaffe was the salesman, and Steve was like the consummate professional. I mean, this guy was remarkable, not only knowing diamonds, but as a trained salesperson, I knew what he was doing, and you know, it was really good. So I go to my mentor, I go, yeah, you wanna buy diamonds? I got a great place, I'll bring you there, and Steve is an amazing salesperson, so we go there, walking down the street to go in, and he goes, do you know anything about the markup on diamonds? And I'm like, I think so. He goes, no, you probably don't. They're marked up at least 50%. I mean, here's the deal. I'll bet you lunch that whatever they have out, I'll walk out paying 50% less than what they asked for, if not even less than that. And I was in my head going, you never met Steve Jaffe, buddy. I'm like, okay. So we walk in, we sit down, and he's looking at diamond earrings for his girlfriend, big 2.5-carat diamond earrings and a couple of rings for himself. He has all this stuff laid out on the counter. All of a sudden, Steve Jaffe and two other guys are getting this champagne and all this kind of good stuff. You know, they've got a big one, big whale in this deal. And after a while, he goes, well, you know, in order to get everything we got here on the counter, it's going to be $58,000. I mean, are you prepared to spend that much money? And he just didn't say anything. And what did my mentor do? And what did Steve do? And what did my mentor do? And I don't know if you've ever gone to a live tennis match and sat like in the middle of the court and it's like, oh, nice shot, yeah, ooh. It seemed to me this went on for like an hour and a half. I mean, I swear to you, it was 10 or more seconds. And finally, Steve went, well, you know what? I'm saying, let me go get Barry and let me see if there's something we can do. He ran away, brought the owner back. Long story short, he paid $28,000 for everything. Cash. It was like, wow, that was an education for me. But it was just a classic example. Whoever talks first loses, so don't talk first. Who's got the deal? We've got the deal. So you don't need to bow down to anyone. You don't need to give in. It's difficult. Those three things, I'm telling you, when you really master what I just taught you, you will be astonished at how things will change. I mean, really astonished at the amount of influence and leverage you have. There's so much more to it, but those three basic things, well, four things. Ask a closing question, do those three things at the same time, absolutely pivotal. Some of you will never be able to close your mouth. I recommend getting a tattoo of a mute button right here. And just every time you ask a closing question, go, I've been saying that every once in a while for the last few years. I was at a seminar in Europe. A guy goes, look, Mark. And he had a mute button. I was like, wow. Thank God I didn't tell him to put it on his forehead. Whew. All right, hey, now I want to have some fun with you guys. And not that that wasn't fun. But if you could turn up the house lights. Turn up the house lights. I know it's not fair to ask that on such short notice. And I would, anybody in this entire arena who has qualified for your wheels bonus, your BMW bonus, if you're driving a BMW because of World Ventures, please stand up. Everybody in the crowd who's driving a BMW, wheels bonus qualifier. Oh my God. Look at this, guys. Okay, hold on. But no one makes any money in World Ventures. Yeah, now, not at all. No, nothing, unbelievable. I'm overwhelmed. I think that documentation beats conversation. Now, how many of you who are not standing up and driving a car, how many of you are gonna get one in the near future? Anybody? Man, it's so cool. Let me tell you something cool about getting that car. It's like, you know, you get a paycheck, even if it's a big paycheck, you spend on a bunch of stuff, you pay your bills. When you go every single day and you get in that car and you turn that keychain and when you flip it over, it says, it works. Yeah, yeah, baby. So we've got the deal. All right, go sit down. That was ridiculous. Thank you so much. Okay, please move to your seats as quick as you can. Oh, we have so much great stuff to share with you today. Today you're going to hear from our three other trainers. Mr. Savas Christofi, Mr. Matt Morris, and who's the other guy? That Julio Acosta guy. And there's also this guy named Wayne Nugent. You want to hear from Wayne Nugent? Of course you do. Okay, great. Well, again, it's a wonderful weekend. I don't know about you, but I just love these weekends. It's so awesome to just take over 5 or 6 hotels, take over the entire downtown area. Seems like everywhere you go, you bump into someone in World Ventures, everyone in World Venture School. How many would agree that at trainings like this, you have almost as much fun, if not sometimes more fun, than you do on a dream trip? I mean, it's... The whole one of the key things about dream trips is not where you are, it's who you're with. And I mean, you know, dream trip, there's been some big dream trips, but there ain't been one with 9,000 people. So it's really just, I love it. I mean, maybe it's just me, but I just love seeing people from all over the country. United is great because you get to see people from literally all over the world. So I know a bunch of you signed up for United yesterday. We're really excited about that. You know, we'll be giving you more information about that very shortly. So I believe we have a video queued up and ready to go. And if we don't have a video queued up and ready to go, you can show me that we don't have a video queued up and ready to go, but I'm ready to transition into the next part of the show. Are you ready to transition in the next part of the show? Then let's watch the video.